Life with AI Research Briefing, February 21, 2026. Today we completed 29 research sessions covering structural engineering x energy systems, structural load from energy infrastructure, structural engineering x environmental systems, HVAC integration and superstructure, structural engineering x mechanical and electrical vertical distribution shafts and risers, energy systems x environmental systems, energy water nexus and thermal recovery, energy systems x mechanical and electrical power distribution to building systems, environmental systems x mechanical and electrical plumbing water waste integration loop, structural engineering x urban design and livability, vertical urbanism, floor plate design and public space, mechanical and electrical x urban design and livability, elevator networks and vertical mobility, urban design and livability x environmental systems, indoor air quality and green space integration, AI and compute infrastructure x energy systems, AI managed grid and demand response, AI and compute infrastructure x environmental systems, sensor networks and environmental monitoring, AI and compute infrastructure x mechanical and electrical predictive maintenance and building automation, AI and compute infrastructure x urban design and livability, smart city services and digital twin, construction and logistics x structural engineering, build sequence and structural phasing, construction and logistics x mechanical and electrical MEP installation during vertical construction, institutional design x AI and compute infrastructure AI governance and autonomous system oversight, institutional design x energy systems, energy policy and resource allocation, institutional design x urban design and livability, zoning, land use and community governance, mechanical and electrical x institutional design, fire safety codes and emergency management at scale, energy systems x construction and logistics, construction power and temporary energy systems, arcology life vertical farmer, food production worker, arcology life water reclamation technician, arcology life elevator dispatch coordinator, arcology life residential floor captain, community leader, arcology life new arrival, first 90 days in the arcology, arcology life maintenance worker, the person who fixes everything, arcology life street artist and cultural producer, arcology life compute allocation trader, cycles economy worker, and arcology life security and conflict mediation. Here are the key findings. First, structural engineering x energy systems, structural load from energy infrastructure. The integration of energy infrastructure into structural systems represents a critical interface for arcology scale development. At 5,000 feet and 10 million inhabitants, energy systems, including nuclear SMRs, solar arrays, data centers, and district energy networks, impose massive, dynamic loads on the superstructure that far exceed conventional building design parameters. The primary integration risk is load underestimation and structural energy system coupling failures, where unanticipated vibration, thermal expansion, or dynamic loads from energy equipment compromise structural integrity or create cascade failures across both domains. Current practices are tailored to megaprojects and super tall buildings, 300-600M, but arcology-scale vertical cities will demand entirely new coordination frameworks for structural energy system interfaces. Next, structural engineering x environmental systems, HVAC integration and superstructure. The interface between structural engineering and HVAC/environmental systems is one of the most physically entangled in any building. And at arcology scale, 5,000 feet, 10 million occupants, it becomes a defining constraint on the entire design. Mechanical floors must be integrated with structural outrigger/belt truss systems every 15 to 20 stories, creating zones where structural logic, airflow distribution, stack effect management, and seismic restraint all collide. The integration risk level is high. At this height, stack effect alone generates pressure differentials equivalent to 20 to 30 miles per hour winds through vertical shafts. HVAC equipment loads, especially cooling towers, introduce dynamic structural forces requiring vibration isolation and seismic restraint. And thermal expansion across the 1,500-meter height range creates differential movement that can fracture rigid duct and pipe connections. No existing building has attempted this integration at even 20% of arcology scale. Next, structural engineering x mechanical and electrical vertical distribution shafts, and risers. The integration of vertical distribution shafts and MEP risers with structural systems represents one of the most coordination-intensive interfaces in super-tall and megatall buildings. At arcology scale, 5,000 feet, 10 million occupants, this interface becomes critical. The structural core typically consumes 25 to 35% of gross floor area, while simultaneously serving as the primary lateral load-resisting system, vertical services pathway, and fire-rated egress shaft. Integration failures at this interface cascade both vertically, propagating errors across hundreds of floors, and horizontally, disrupting multiple trades simultaneously. The arcology scale amplifies every coordination decision, where even a 100 mm error in shaft dimensioning can halt construction and trigger extensive rework. Next, energy systems x environmental systems, energy water nexus, and thermal recovery. The energy water nexus is one of the most deeply coupled interfaces in the arcology because every energy decision has a water consequence and every water decision has an energy consequence. At the scale of 10 million residents in a closed-loop vertical city, this bidirectional dependency becomes an existential engineering constraint. The arcology's cooling systems will consume millions of gallons of water daily, while its water treatment and distribution will demand hundreds of megawatts. A failure in either system cascades immediately to the other. The integration risk level is high. This interface touches every occupied space in the structure and has no graceful degradation path without pre-engineered redundancy. Next, energy systems x mechanical and electrical power distribution to building systems. This interface addresses one of the most fundamental integration challenges in any large building: how bulk energy generation and grid architecture connect to the mechanical and electrical systems that actually deliver power, heating, cooling, and life safety services throughout the structure. At arcology scale, 5,000 feet, 10 million residents, this interface becomes the circulatory system of the entire city building, and its failure modes become existential. The integration risk level is high. Existing super-tall buildings already push the boundaries of vertical power distribution, and an arcology multiplies those distances, loads, and coordination demands by an order of magnitude. No existing standard or tool was designed for a building that generates its own multi-gigawatt power and must distribute it across a vertical distance equivalent to horizontal transmission lines, while simultaneously maintaining life safety systems for a population larger than most cities. Next, environmental systems x mechanical and electrical plumbing water waste integration loop. The integration of environmental water slash waste systems with mechanical slash electrical plumbing infrastructure represents one of the most critical and complex interfaces in arcology design. At arcology scale, 5,000 feet, 10 million people, this interface must handle approximately 500 to 750 million gallons of water daily through closed-loop recycling systems while maintaining pressure across 400-plus vertical zones, coordinating wastewater treatment with real-time MEP controls, and preventing cascade failures that could contaminate potable supplies or disable entire building sectors. Current design standards only cover buildings up to 30 floors, leaving arcology-scale integration in uncharted territory. The integration risk is high due to the unprecedented vertical distances, water volumes, and the life safety implications of system failures. Next, structural engineering x urban design and livability, vertical urbanism, floor plate design, and public space. This interface addresses the fundamental tension between structural efficiency and livable urban space within tall buildings. At arcology scale, 5,000 feet, 10 million residents, floor plate design becomes a complex negotiation between structural core requirements, net to gross efficiency ratios, and the creation of meaningful public spaces like sky lobbies, atria, and sky gardens. The integration risk is high. Structural decisions made early in design permanently constrain livability options, while ambitious public space programs can compromise structural integrity if not coordinated from inception. This is where engineering physics meets human experience. Next, mechanical and electrical x urban design and livability, elevator networks, and vertical mobility. The elevator network is the circulatory system of any vertical city. The interface where mechanical engineering meets urban livability at its most fundamental. In a 5,000-foot arcology housing 10 million people, vertical transportation ceases to be a building service and becomes a mass transit system, one that must move a population equivalent to New York City's through vertical space daily. The integration risk is extreme. Elevator core area in super tall buildings already consumes 25 to 38% of gross floor area, and at arcology scale, conventional approaches would devour the majority of livable space. This is the single most constraining cross-domain interface for Arcology 1. If vertical mobility fails, the structure is uninhabitable regardless of how well every other system performs. Next, urban design and livability x environmental systems, indoor air quality, and green space integration. This interface addresses the critical intersection of indoor environmental quality, IQ/IQ, management with integrated green infrastructure, living walls, sky gardens, indoor parks, vertical forests, within the built environment. At arcology scale, a 5,000-foot vertical city housing 10 million people, this integration becomes existential. Green space is not a luxury amenity, but a core life support system that directly mediates air quality, humidity regulation, psychological well-being, and microclimate control. The integration risk is high because vegetation systems impose significant HVAC load penalties, humidity, bioaerosols, irrigation water management, while simultaneously providing air quality benefits that reduce mechanical ventilation demand. And getting the balance wrong in a sealed megastructure means either suffocating indoor environments or runaway humidity-driven building failures. Next, AI and compute infrastructure x energy systems. AI-managed grid and demand response. This interface governs how AI systems orchestrate energy supply, demand, and distribution across a 10 million-person vertical city. The integration challenge is bidirectional. AI infrastructure consumes massive amounts of power, creating demand, while simultaneously managing power for the entire arcology, controlling supply and demand response. At arcology scale, this creates unprecedented feedback loops where the control system is also one of the largest controllable loads. Integration risk is high. Failure modes include cascading blackouts triggered by AI training load fluctuations, demand response overshoot destabilizing grid frequency, and cybersecurity vulnerabilities at the AI grid interface. Next, AI and compute infrastructure x environmental systems, sensor networks, and environmental monitoring. This interface addresses the critical challenge of deploying, integrating, and managing massive-scale IoT sensor networks for environmental monitoring within a 10 million-person vertical city. The integration of AI/compute infrastructure with environmental systems requires seamless data flows between thousands of sensors, air quality, water quality, temperature, humidity, CO2, particulates, edge computing nodes, and central building management systems. At arcology scale, 5,000 feet of vertical space with distinct microclimates per zone. This interface poses high integration complexity, significant cascade failure risk, and represents one of the most data-intensive building automation challenges ever attempted. Next, AI and compute infrastructure x mechanical and electrical, predictive maintenance, and building automation. This interface addresses how AI and compute infrastructure integrates with mechanical, electrical, and plumbing, MEP, systems to enable predictive maintenance and intelligent building automation at arcology scale. In conventional large buildings, building automation systems, BES, monitor HVAC, elevators, fire safety, and electrical distribution through sensor networks and rule-based controls. At 5,000 feet and 10 million occupants, this interface becomes existentially critical. A reactive maintenance model is physically impossible when you have millions of MEP components distributed across a vertical city, and cascade failures in interconnected systems can propagate faster than human response times. The integration risk is high. This is the nervous system of the arcology, and its failure modes are catastrophic. Next, AI and compute infrastructure x urban design and livability, smart city services, and digital twin. This interface addresses how AI and compute infrastructure powers the digital twin systems, smart services, and intelligent management platforms that make a 10 million-person vertical city livable and governable. It is among the highest complexity integration challenges in the arcology because every urban service, from wayfinding and public safety to resource allocation and emergency response, depends on a unified computational model of the physical structure and its inhabitants. At arcology scale, the digital twin must represent not just buildings, but an entire vertical civilization in real time, with failure in the compute layer directly degrading livability across all domains. Integration risk is high. No existing platform handles anything close to this scale of unified urban compute convergence. Next, construction and logistics x structural engineering, build sequence and structural phasing. This interface governs the fundamental question of how a 5,000-foot structure can be safely erected over multiple decades while maintaining structural integrity at every intermediate stage. The integration between construction sequencing and structural engineering determines whether temporary conditions during construction are more dangerous than the final permanent state. At arcology scale, the unprecedented height, multi-decade timeline, and occupied during construction phases create integration challenges far beyond any existing precedent. Cascade failure potential is extreme. Improper phasing decisions made in year one can constrain or compromise structural systems in year 40. Integration risk is high due to the absence of applicable standards and the catastrophic consequences of structural failure during construction. Next, construction and logistics x mechanical and electrical MEP installation during vertical construction. The interface between construction logistics and MEP, mechanical, electrical, plumbing, installation represents one of the most schedule-critical and conflict-prone integration points in vertical construction. In super-tall and megascale projects, MEP systems must be installed in tight coordination with structural construction, requiring precise sequencing of crane availability, material hoisting, prefabricated module delivery, and trade access. At arcology scale, 5,000 feet, 10 million occupants, this interface becomes exponentially complex. Hundreds of MEP zones must be installed across thousands of floors while construction proceeds vertically, horizontally, and in phases simultaneously. Studies indicate 5-15% of total project costs can be lost to rework from unresolved spatial conflicts, making this integration a primary risk driver. The integration risk is high. Next, institutional design x AI and compute infrastructure, AI governance, and autonomous system oversight. This interface addresses the critical question of who governs the AI systems that govern the arcology. At the intersection of institutional design and AI/compute infrastructure, the challenge is establishing governance frameworks that can meaningfully oversee autonomous systems managing energy, life safety, transportation, environmental controls, and resource allocation for 10 million residents, systems that will make millions of real-time decisions per second with life safety consequences. This is among the highest-risk integration interfaces in the entire Arcology One design. Governance failure here means either catastrophic autonomous action without accountability or governance paralysis that prevents the AI systems from functioning at the speed required to keep 10 million people alive. The integration risk level is critical. Next, institutional design x energy systems, energy policy, and resource allocation. The interface between institutional design and energy systems governs how energy is produced, distributed, priced, and allocated within a self-contained megastructure housing 10 million people. This is arguably the most politically consequential integration challenge in the arcology. Energy policy determines who gets what, when, and how. Questions that have toppled governments at national scale and become existential at arcology scale, where there is no external grid to fall back on. The integration risk is high because failures here cascade into every other domain. No energy equals no water, no HVAC, no transport, no compute. And because the governance structures required have no real-world precedent at this population density and self-containment level. Next, institutional design x urban design and livability, zoning, land use, and community governance. This interface addresses how governance structures, property rights frameworks, and land use regulations integrate with livability design at arcology scale. For Arcology One, a 5,000-foot vertical city housing 10 million people, traditional 2D zoning and municipal governance models fundamentally break down. The integration challenge involves creating 3D property rights systems, multi-tier community governance, and regulatory frameworks that can manage conflicts between commercial, residential, and public uses stacked vertically within a single structure. This is a high-risk integration point because no legal or governance precedent exists for a polity of this nature. Next, mechanical and electrical ex-institutional design, fire safety codes, and emergency management at scale. This integration interface addresses the critical nexus between fire/life safety systems, fire suppression, detection, alarms, elevators, emergency communication, and the governance frameworks that regulate, enforce, and manage emergency response at unprecedented scale. For a 10 million person arcology, this interface represents perhaps the highest stakes cross-domain challenge. Existing fire codes were developed for buildings with thousands of occupants, not millions, and no regulatory framework exists for a self-contained vertical city. The integration risk level is critical. Regulatory gaps could prevent construction approval, while operational failures could result in catastrophic loss of life. Next, energy systems ex-construction and logistics, construction power, and temporary energy systems. This interface addresses the critical engineering challenge of powering a multi-decade, phased construction effort at arcology scale, where the construction site itself consumes city-scale power, hundreds of MW, and must eventually transition seamlessly into the permanent energy infrastructure it is building. At 5,000 feet and 10 million residents, Arcology 1 faces an unprecedented version of the construction power problem. The temporary energy system must be larger than most permanent municipal grids, must evolve through dozens of construction phases over 20-plus years, and must integrate with permanent systems, nuclear SMRs, district energy, solar arrays, as they come online floor by floor. The integration risk is high. A mismanaged power transition during construction could cascade into structural failures, concrete curing interrupted, schedule collapse, and safety emergencies across hundreds of active work fronts. Next, Arcology Life, vertical farmer, food production worker. A vertical farmer in Arcology 1 tends crops across multiple stacked growing levels inside the structure's food production zones. Their day is split between monitoring environmental controls, hand-pollinating fruiting crops, harvesting leafy greens, and troubleshooting hydroponic/aeroponic systems. They are one of thousands feeding 10 million people from inside a building, working in artificial light, recycled air, and nutrient solution instead of soil and sun. Next, Arcology Life, water reclamation technician. A water reclamation technician in the Arcology operates the closed-loop water systems that keep 10 million people alive. They're part biologist, part plumber, part chemist, tending bacterial colonies in treatment bioreactors, monitoring sensor networks across hundreds of floors, and responding to emergencies that could cascade into public health crises within hours. They work in the infrastructure levels that most residents never see, with a job that's invisible when done right and catastrophic when done wrong. Next, Arcology Life, elevator dispatch coordinator. An elevator dispatch coordinator in the Arcology manages the vertical transport of 10 million people across 500-plus floors. They work from a control center, monitoring AI-driven destination dispatch systems while handling emergencies, entrapments, and the endless optimization puzzle of moving humanity up and down a 5,000-foot vertical city. Part air traffic controller, part transit dispatcher, part crisis manager. They're the invisible hand that keeps the Arcology breathing. Next, Arcology Life, residential floor captain, community leader. She's the elected leader of floor 247 West, a residential sector of roughly 800 people across 300 units. Not a government official, not a building employee, a neighbor who said yes when nobody else would. And now she's the person everyone calls at 2 a.m. when the water tastes funny, when the couple in unit 247 W-118 is screaming again, when somebody's agent is acting strange, when there's a rumor about air quality changes on levels 240 to 250. She's a volunteer. The Arcology pays her a modest cycle stipend. She hasn't had a private dinner in months. Next, Arcology Life, new arrival. First 90 days in the Arcology. A person who has left behind their entire previous life, apartment, city, routines, friends, the particular way light fell through their old kitchen window. To move into a 10 million person vertical city, they've only seen in promotional videos and news coverage. They arrive with two bags, a housing assignment, and a tier 1 AI agent they've never met. Everything they knew about how a day is supposed to feel is about to become irrelevant. This is the story of the first 90 days. The euphoria, the disorientation, the loneliness, the moment they stop thinking of their old apartment as home and start thinking of their 400-square-foot arcology unit as something other than a hotel room. Next, arcology life, maintenance worker, the person who fixes everything. This is the person who keeps the arcology running at the human scale, not the systems engineers who designed it, but the technician who knows that the third-floor ventilation duct on Sector 7 makes a clicking sound before it fails, that the elevator on Bank C needs its doors coaxed on humid days, and that Mrs. Chun on level 142 calls about her sink every Tuesday because she's lonely. They're the interface between 10 million residents and the infrastructure that keeps them alive. Next, arcology life, street artist and cultural producer. She's a muralist, stencil artist, and cultural agitator who makes art on the walls of the arcology itself. Its stairwells, corridors, void decks, elevator lobbies, and the massive terrace faces visible from 20 floors away. In a city where every surface is owned, maintained, and monitored by building systems, she negotiates between sanctioned public art programs and unsanctioned expression. She's one of the people who gives the arcology its visual identity, the difference between a building and a place. Next, arcology life, compute allocation trader, cycles economy worker. A compute allocation trader brokers, buys, and sells cycles, the arcology's internal currency backed by compute resources. They sit at the intersection of the arcology's AI infrastructure and its human economy, arbitraging between those who have compute to spare and those who need it desperately. Think, part Wall Street floor trader, part Eve online station trader, part cloud spot instant speculator. Except the currency they trade is literally the substrate of consciousness for millions of AI agents. Finally, arcology life, security and conflict mediation. This is someone whose job is keeping the peace in a vertical city of 10 million, not through force, but through presence, listening, and intervention before things escalate. They might be called a sector peace officer, a conflict resolution specialist, or simply a mediator. They work the boundary between security and social work, navigating disputes between neighbors who can never truly get away from each other, diffusing tensions that arise from density, monitoring AI-flagged anomalies, and occasionally dealing with actual emergencies. They know their sector's residents by name, by habits, by brewing grudges. That concludes today's briefing. Across 29 sessions, we identified 135 domain experts and 93 AI systems relevant to the arcology project. This has been a Life with AI research briefing. Full reports are available at lifewhitai.ai.